Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Guns at Last Light, The War in Western Europe, 1944 to 1945, by Rick Atkinson. Read by the author.
Prologue. A killing frost struck England in the middle of May 1944, stunting the plum trees and the berry crops. Stranger still was a persistent drought. Hotels posted admonitions above their bathtubs. The Eighth Army crossed the desert on a pint a day. 3 inches only, please. British newspapers reported that even the king kept quite clean with one bath a week in a tub filled only to a line which he had painted on it. Gale winds from the north grounded most Allied bombers flying from East Anglia and the Midlands, although occasional fleets of flying fortresses still could be seen sweeping toward the continent, their contrails spreading like ostrich plumes. Nearly 5 years of war had left British cities as bedraggled, unkempt, and neglected as rotten teeth, according to an American visitor, who found that people referred to before the war as if it were a place, not a time. The country was steeped in heavy smells of old smoke and cheap coal and fatigue. Privation lay on the land like another odor. Government placards advised, "Food is a munition. Don't waste it."